Hello again, and welcome to another episode of Getting Naked with Nate. I am Nate Maingard, your host, and I'm so excited to share with you today. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. If you're a returning listener, then welcome back. And if it's your first time, then hello there. Nice to meet you. You can find all my previous podcast episodes on natemaingard.com/podcast. And you can also find the show notes for this episode there. Which I do recommend that you do, because it's going to have links to some cool articles and to the songs that I'm going to play on this episode and all the various wonderful things. So do check that out. Today we are doing a podcast about social media and real life. Is what you see really what you get? Now, this is a big topic. I mean, social media has become such a huge part of our lives in recent years. I'm sure it's a big part of your life. It's certainly a huge part of mine. And it is a massive question to consider in that, are we representing ourselves as we really are, or are we representing aspects of ourselves as we wish that we could be seen? And are we being seen? Are we being heard? Are we connecting more deeply with people, or are we becoming more disconnected? So I'm going to share some different opinions and ideas about that. From various directions. I'm going to read out some of the responses I got from people I shared on social media a few days ago on Twitter and on Facebook asking that question. I basically said social media isn't real life and real life isn't social media. What do you think about this idea? And so I'm going to read you some of the responses to that. And then towards the end, I will read out or at least give you a few ideas on tools that can enable you to empower yourself on social media and ways to think about social media that are healthful, full of health. Before we begin with today's podcast, I'd like to play a song for you, which is something I enjoy doing. We're going to have a few songs throughout this episode. The first song is by Flo Perlin. I did play one of her songs on a previous episode. I believe it was number three. Pretty sure it was number three. And yeah, just a really lovely song called Share My Heart, which to me is relating to social media. It's to the dream of social media, the idea of sharing our hearts and connecting authentically with the people we come across in the world, either online or in real life. I mean, that's what we're here to do, right? Is to share our hearts. So enjoy the song, and I'll see you in just a few minutes' time.
Time running up so deep. goodbye. But share my heart and I'll make you mine.
I hope you enjoyed that song by Flo Perlin. She really is one of the sweet people of this world. I met her at the open mic I used to host at Inspiral Lounge in Camden in London. And you can find her music, a link to more of her music on the show notes again. So do check that out. And so let's get into this thing. Social media and real life, is what you see really what you get? Now, the reason I feel that I have some capability to speak about this is because I spend so much time on social media. It's actually my job to use social media. I'm an independent online creator. I create YouTube videos and obviously this podcast, and I share with patrons and I communicate my music to the world through the internet. And a huge portion of that is through social media. So, you know, that's why I feel like it's a topic that I'm so interested in and engaged in. And I have maybe more knowledge than the general user about some of the behind the scenes workings of social media channels like Facebook and Twitter and these various places, how they work. The reason that I felt it was so important to speak about this today is because I have an ongoing challenge with social media, in that I feel addicted to social media. I feel like I use it a lot of the time to escape from my reality when I'm not feeling comfortable about it. What I see more and more with social media is that the platforms we use to connect with one another, Facebook is a great example about this. Facebook is the ultimate social media. I mean, I think the part of their mission statement is connecting people. Like, that's their thing. They want to connect everyone in the world. The challenge comes in that Facebook is built on advertising revenue. And so they're sort of behind the scenes objective is to gather as much information about everyone as they can and keep everyone on their platform for as long as they can, so that they can use the information they've gathered to sell targeted ads to advertisers, to companies. You have this battle of motivations where the one motivation is to connect people, but the other motivation is to make money by keeping people's attention. And what I see happening is more and more people spending more and more time on social media and less time connecting with people in the real world outside of social media. And I see this as something that I struggle with in my own life, where I have so many relationships that I'm maintaining online, and yet I'm struggling in many ways to maintain relationships in person. The thing to understand about social media is that we choose what we share on it. So if I were to meet you in real life and we were to sit down and have a conversation or be in a group of people or go and sit around a campfire or go to the movies together or do any of these kind of real life social interactions, you would get to see me as I am, at least unfiltered to a certain extent, because as social beings, we are all filtering ourselves on a daily basis with the people we connect with because we want to be liked and we want to appear in our best way to the people we meet. Obviously, the closer you get to someone, the more you get to see all the facets of their existence. So the more you'll get to see them on their bad days, the days where they just roll out on the wrong side and they are not very nice people. And I'm one of those people often as well. And so those I love and those I'm closest to, my sweetheart being a prime example, she spends every day with me. We spend so much of our time together, and we get to see one another in ways that the whole world doesn't really get to see. So for example, if you look at my Instagram stream or you go on my Facebook page or even you see my tweets, you might get this perception that I'm this incredibly positive, uplifted person who's having this incredible life experience. And you may see that and feel like, oh my gosh, my life is not as cool as his. I'm not having as good an experience as he is. At least that's what I experience when I look at social media. It's one of the things that I'm feeling really challenged by right now, is that when I open up Instagram, a lot of the time I walk away with a feeling that's less positive than I did when I arrived, when I started looking at it, because what I see, I follow a lot of travelers and musicians and illustrators, creative people living these so-called adventurous lives. And I look at that, and when I compare it to my own existence, because I know my whole existence, I know the struggles, the challenges, the things that I confront on a daily basis, I don't know that about them. All I see is what they share on social media, and what they share on social media looks much cooler than my life, because I'm only getting to see that little facet of it, that one aspect which they're choosing to share. So I feel like what I see is not really what I get in that situation, because if I were to meet them and know them in real life, I'm sure that they would have such a complex experience that is filled with both the highs and the lows, as my life is, and as I'm sure your life is. And this is what's normal. So to me, that's one of the big dangers of social media, is that it gives us a false perspective on reality, on other people's reality, and therefore gives us a negative perspective on our own realities at a time when we're comparing. Comparison is almost always an unhealthy pursuit, because if I compare myself with someone else and I think that I'm less than them, I devalue my own experience. But if I look at them and I think that I'm better than them, I'm also coming from a place of pride in a sort of destructive way, where I'm like, oh, well, I'm better off than them, and they're just not, and I have all these ideas, but I don't know their story. I don't know the challenge that they face on a daily basis. I don't know what it means to be them getting up out of bed every morning. And so I feel like those are such important aspects of life that we have to acknowledge and give value to, because that's real life. And social media is a facet. It's an opportunity to offer just a little piece of ourselves to the world, but not the whole piece. And what social media also does to us is that it attracts this feeling of needing acknowledgement in a way which can often be unhealthy. So oftentimes when I'm maybe in a not such a great space, or even when I am, I'll share something on social media and then I'll feel emotionally engaged with the response. How many shares, how many likes, how many comments, how many people care about this thing that I've just shared with them. Which brings me to the question of, does social media bring joy? Is social media inherently a joyful experience? And what I see is that because we don't talk about this a lot, and because I don't see people really confronting the fact that social media is a representation of our real life, it's not the real life itself. Because of that, we get this false idea that what we see is the realness. And so the joy can be sucked out of it when we're sharing to fill a hole in ourselves, and when we're sharing because we just need to be heard, but then still no one's hearing, or we're going on social media to connect with our friends and then all we see is these posts about how amazing their lives are. So those are some of, I think, the negative and challenging things about social media and the use. One of the other final big things I want to say on that topic is around time. You have limited time. Time is a finite resource. It is, I would say, one of the most valuable resources that we have as individuals, is the amount of time that we get to live this life. And if the more of that time we spend on social media, the less of that time we're actually walking around in the world, having the experience of being human and fulfilling the things that we're passionate about, that we want to do. I mean, I know that I can wake up in the morning and the first thing I can do is roll over and pick up my phone, and I can lose half an hour, 2 hours. I say lose, but that's not really accurate. I can choose to spend that amount of time just browsing social media, just seeing what everyone else is up to, seeing what people are sharing. And that time, that 2 hours, that 30 minutes, I can never get it back. I can never use it for anything else. I have so many things that I'm passionate about, so many things that I want to achieve in this life, just for myself, just to feel that sense of, I've done something that has value. It has value for me and for the people who receive it. And I know that you have that same feeling. I'm sure that you do. And if you're spending more of your time every day on social media, I read an article, which I'll share in the show notes, that said that the average American, I don't know what size of the group it was that they interviewed for this, that they got questionnaires filled out, you know, and that's an important thing. If it was just 1,000 people, you don't really get an accurate view, and it's important to remember that. But it seems to me from the article to be a very sort of prominent website, very professional, and I feel like they've done a good job. And what they've said is that the average American spends 4.7 hours a day on social media. That is more time than you spend doing almost anything else. Imagine if you practiced piano or dancing or hip hop rapping or whatever it is that you love for 4 hours a day. Do you know how quickly you would become exceptionally skilled at that thing that you love doing? And so now let's talk a little bit about what social media does bring us. Social media has brought me connections with people all over this world, people I would never have had the opportunity to connect with otherwise. It has allowed me to share myself, my music, my truth with a beautiful community in such an inspiring and helpful way for me and the people who connect with what I do. Social media allows me to stay in touch with my sister, to stay in touch with my brother. My sister's in California, my brother's in Sydney, Australia. I'm in South Africa. Social media allows me to be inspired by incredible people who are creating magnificent things all over this world, other musicians and YouTubers and creators of all kinds who are sharing their hearts and their authentic experience of life through these channels. And I get to be a part of that, even just sitting in front of my computer or on my phone. And that's an incredible, powerful thing to be able to do. Live streaming, it's insane. I can just go and live stream from the top of a mountain in Cape Town and share this beautiful moment with wonderful people. But if that sharing becomes the wholeness of the reason for me doing those things, if I become a travel blogger or a vlogger or anything like that, if I'm spending my time creating stuff to be shared later with an audience all over the world, then am I actually experiencing that experience at the time that it happens? Is taking a video of a musician you're watching really experiencing that music as it's happening? Or are you in fact in that moment having the experience of shooting a video that you're then going to watch later, maybe once, maybe never, that you'll maybe share with one or two people? But in that moment, perhaps you've lost the opportunity to have that experience just in and of itself. This is something that I've been practicing in recent times, is actually putting my camera away, putting my phone away, and having experiences just for themselves, and knowing that I'm never going to have the opportunity to share that experience with another person who isn't there with me in the moment. And also knowing that I'm truly experiencing it. I'm there having the experience in the moment that it's happening. Cool. Well, I think let's have another song, I feel, because it's a good time for a song. And this one is a song called Only Nature by a lovely friend of mine whose musical project is called Oh Sister. And I feel like it's one of the things that social media can't bring to me. It's nature. And when I'm outside on the mountain or in the water, in the ocean, swimming, walking, running, surfing, those are things that are irreplaceable, and social media can't bring those back. And the more time I spend on social media, the less time I spend out in those places having those experiences. So yes, let's have the song. I'll see you in a few minutes' time. Thanks for being here, and I'm really excited to hear your thoughts on everything we've been talking about so far today. What we had, checking on my makeup. Thank you to my lovely friend Sarah of Oh Sister for that beautiful piece of art and music. I hope that you enjoyed it as much as I do. For this final piece of this podcast today, I'd like to speak about some of the tools and ideas and attitudes which can help, or at least which have helped me to develop and to grow and become aware of my relationship with social media and with how I use it and engage with it. One of the simplest things I have found as a tool for empowering how I use social media is turning off notifications on my smartphone and deleting most of the apps which I use specifically just for browsing and which become very addictive, and I just find myself for hours like just streaming through them. It is important to know that these apps are built to be addictive. People like Facebook and Twitter and these huge social media mega companies have neuroscientists, have psychologists, have behavioral whatevers, like these people who are trained to understand human triggers and human behavior. They are hired by these big companies to build in addictiveness and build in the psychological triggers that keep us wanting more. They build in the dopamine responses so that when we open it up and we see a notification, we get a ping, it makes us feel like, oh, something exciting is happening, and our dopamine responds and we feel like we want to get involved and we want to pick it up and look again. So for me, as someone who is very engaged with social media and who uses it both personally and for my job, I have found that turning off almost every single notification and deleting almost every single app off my phone means that I have to make an effort to get on social media. When I sit down at my computer, I can then choose, okay, now I'm going to go and explore Facebook and see what's happening, or now I'm going to go on Twitter. And that's been a very liberating experience for me personally. I've also turned off notifications even for things like emails on my phone. I know that's not possible for everyone all the time, but you can certainly take steps in that direction and empower yourself. There's an incredible group of people on Facebook, and that's the use, Facebook. It's these things have uses for sharing information and for growing communities and for helping to find the things that we need to find in the world. And that's the power of social media. So there's a group called Time Well Spent on Facebook, which I highly recommend that you go and check out. I will share the link to that in the show notes. Again, natemaingard.com/podcast. Do go check that out. There's a wonderful app called Moment, which you can install on various platforms. I have it on my MacBook. I also have it on my phone. And it allows me to cordon off times of the day where I don't want to have access to social media. So for example, for me, from 7 p.m. till about 9 a.m., I don't want to be on social media. I don't think that it serves me in those times. I would much rather be reading a book or watching a movie or hanging out with my sweetheart, playing music, doing lots of other wonderful things, doing yoga, meditating, going for walks. And so I have it automatically set up to turn off access to all social media between the hours of 7 p.m. and 9 a.m. every day. Now, that might be a difficult thing. At first, it is a difficult thing for me at times, but I do my best to stick with it because I know that it's bringing value into my life, into my world on a daily basis. I will share some links to a few articles which might be of service to you in the show notes around this kind of stuff, around empowering yourself, working out are you addicted to social media and how you can shift your relationship with it so that it's an empowering thing. And now I'd like to read some of the comments from people and maybe respond to them just in briefly the things that people have said in response to my question. Well, it wasn't really a question. It was saying social media is not real life and real life is not social media. But I did that because I wanted to get people's opinions on it and see what people thought. So here's one from Big Mama One. And she responded on Twitter saying, most millennials don't see the difference. Watch them in a group at a school bus stop, etc. All on their phones, no talking, just alone in a group. Alone in a group. I feel like that's a very pertinent observation that Big Mama has made there, because I see this as well more and more, especially with young people. I'll see people out at a restaurant or socializing together, sitting somewhere together, outdoors, having an experience together, and there will five or six people will all be on their phones. They'll be having a conversation, but they'll be on their phones. Multitasking doesn't exist. It's like this illusion that people believe in. But the reality is that when you split your attention and you look down at your phone, you have taken your attention away from what's happening around you and from the connection, the potential connection that you have with all the people who are there with you. So yes, Big Mama, I'm totally with you. And one of the ways that to deal with that, some people do is they put all their phones into a box in the middle or a basket or just on the table face down in the middle or in their bags or whatever. And they say the first person to bring it out has to buy everyone else something or something like that. And if you are the only person in your group who sees that this is an issue that needs confronting, then be that person to step up and say, hey guys, I want to really connect with you authentically. Can we do this in a different way? Can we try this out? Maybe share some of the links I'm going to share in the show notes, showing them these articles about addiction and social media and how it takes us away from human connection when we're actually with other people. We shouldn't be on social media. I feel that really strongly. Okay, so another one from Kettle Clock. Kettle Clock says, social media is the life people want us to see. I have met some of my best friends through social media, so I actually love it. I totally am with you on that one. As we've said before, social media is the life we present to people. But at the same time, I've met some of the most incredible humans through social media. Some of my best friends I've met through social media. Some of them I haven't yet met in the real world, and that's okay. So yes, thank you for that comment. I'm with you on that. The next one from Russ Ebby says, real live people are on social media, so it's real life. Things said here can hurt people. It's not a fake world where you can say anything. That's such a wonderful point. I haven't even gone into the whole thing of internet trolling and the polarization of opinion that has happened through social media, through the internet, where there's people shouting at this impersonal screen, because we forget sometimes that who we're shouting at is another human being just like us, who has opinions and desires and feelings and hopes and dreams, and that they're just trying to make sense of it all as well. So yeah, thank you for that one. I'm with you as well. So I've just got a few more to read here. We have from Tatiana. She says, to my initial comment, which was social media is not real life, real life is not social media. She says, I agree totally. The peeps I want real relationships with, I never add them on social media just to keep it real. Now, that's an interesting route to take. I mean, would you go to that length of not adding anyone you want to know in real life on social media? Personally, I don't go in that direction myself. But hey, that could be a tool for you if that works. And it seems to work for Tatiana. So I'm just going to read two more. We got Shiva Prasad. And Shiva says, consider talking about empathy/sympathy fatigue due to all the things seen on social media, which then diminishes the ability to respond to something close. Wow. I mean, that's like a topic for a whole nother podcast. And maybe I will do a whole nother podcast on that one. But it's certainly a problem that if we're constantly bombarded by intense information through social media and through online media and the internet, bearing in mind that all news outlets share a majority negative news because that's what attracts people's attention more and that's what sells more. It gets more clicks, gets more shares. And so, yes, I think that is such a thing as like emotional burnout when we're having these intense things come at us on social media, how do we then have time and space to emotionally connect with what's happening just around us, with the people we love on the everyday basis? So yeah, I think maybe we'll go deeply into that in another podcast, but thank you. I think that's a valuable thing for you who's listening to think about as well. I'm certainly going to think more about it. I have a comment. The last one I'm going to read is from Kathy on Facebook. She is actually one of my longstanding patrons. So hey, Kathy, thank you so much for this comment. She says, I don't agree. Behind every screen and every word is a real human. It is toxic to spend an entire life in a virtual world, but if you keep it real and are the same person on and offline, then social media is real too. I met some friends on social media. I met my husband on social media 17 years ago. He is real to me, but I am curious to hear your thoughts. So thank you, Kathy. Yes, that's exactly what we've been talking about, is this thing that social media does allow us this opportunity to connect with people we might never have met before, and we can form deep and lasting relationships. It's just about how we bring that into our everyday life. And when that becomes the overwhelming amount of time we spend is just on social media, engaging in that way, and also seeking to like make us our lives better because everyone else has a better life, or becoming depressed because our life isn't as good as theirs. So yes, thank you for those wonderful responses. There were so many more. You can go check them out on my Twitter feed. You can go check them out on my Facebook page if you like. I'll probably post a few on the blog post as well. And yeah, just to say, if you are loving this, if you've enjoyed this experience, if you find value in the things that I share with you, do consider becoming my patron on Patreon. It is such an important value exchange for me. All of my income comes from my patrons on Patreon. It's a huge deal. It's so hard for me to quantify how much it matters that I don't have to answer to a record label or to a sponsor or to anyone else who gets to dictate how I share with the world. I just get to share what I care about, share what's real to me with you lovely human listening to this. And then if you love it, you can support it for any amount that you choose, for as long as you choose. And so we carry on together and we bring beauty into the world together. So please do check that out. There is a totally unedited video version of this podcast that is for patrons only. You'll see behind the scenes look at what my studio looks like, at all the mistakes that I make, the stops and starts, how I choose my songs, all the various stuff that happens. So please do check that out on Patreon if you're a patron. If you're not, become a patron, join the tribe, get involved. There's a magnificent community of patrons on Facebook. That's a good use of social media to me. A group of beautiful people sharing their lives from the highs to the lows and everything in between. I'm going to play one more song for you, wonderful human. Thank you for listening to this episode of Getting Naked with Nate. This song is one of mine. It's an unreleased song. It's a home recorded song. It's only available to my patrons on Patreon because it's not professionally recorded at this time. I'm not sure when I will get to record it professionally, but when I do, it'll be available to everyone, as is all my music. So yeah, thanks again for being here. Thank you for listening. It's been a pleasure. Please enjoy the song Trying, and be sure to subscribe, to share with your friends, to leave a review on iTunes, all of those wonderful things. And also, what I'm kind of most excited about is to hear from you what you think. So please do comment. Go to the show notes, natemangard.com/podcast, and comment on this post, the show notes to this podcast episode. Let me know what you think. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Do you have other ideas? Do you have articles to share? Please tell me your experience. I'm so excited to hear from you. And I will see you again next week for the next episode of Getting Naked with Nate. I never spoke.
invisible.